Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and joining us on telephone today on Lanyap is candidate for 5th Congressional District Congressman, Dr. Vinnie Mendoza. Dr. Mendoza, welcome to Lanyap.
Thank you for the invitation.
Well, first, let's talk a little bit about why you got into the race. So tell me, what encouraged you to run for office?
Well, you know, I served 20 years in the military, and I consider myself a good Christian, and that is concerned about not only my family, but I'm also concerned about my neighbor. And looking at the food security problem that we have nationwide, especially in the 5th Congressional District, it's considered the poorest district in Louisiana and second within the United States. And there are a lot of resources that are not being used properly. And I want to work and make sure that those resources become available to people.
We're in a very large congressional district, probably one of the biggest ones in the country. Where in the district do you live and hail from?
I live in Tangipahoa Parish.
And so you're in the south end of our district. For the folks in North Louisiana,
right,
or Central Louisiana who are listening today and don't know about you, tell me a little bit about what prepares you in your past, your education, or your business or experiences to feel confident that you can handle this job.
Well, first, I spent 20 years in the Air Force. I retired out of Barksdale Air Force Base, so I lived in the North Louisiana area. I'm familiar with the area. But, you know, when I was in the Air Force, I served as assistant to the Inspector General of the Air Force and Chief of Services. And part of my job was to deal with the war readiness, and I was able to move lots of amounts of equipment around the world, set up military bases, and handle the everything that dealt with housing and food and for military that deployed to different places. And I was the original person in charge of setting up the housing for military that would go to the stealth base per se. But, you know, a lot of that equipment, it sits around different parts of the world, and it's normally replaced every 5 years. And all that equipment could be used to weatherize the entire 5th Congressional District at no cost. You know, billions of dollars are wasted in the military, and you know, I could locate that equipment and militarize it like they do the tanks for the local police departments. And I can do that to the militarized housing and heating units that can help people survive a cold weather like we had a couple of weeks ago. So one of my goals is to weatherize all the public schools and recreation centers within the district to so people have a place to go whenever we get another cold front like we did in the past. But, you know, the main reason, you know, I'm an organic farmer, and I have a project that will create the smart farms that would provide, each smart farm can provide at least 5 jobs, local jobs. And, you know, right now, our unemployment, some of the parishes is up to 12% unemployment. So I'm concerned about creating new jobs. And, you know, there's a myth about clean energy, but, you know, being able to build a hydroelectric power plant within the Mississippi River, that could provide, you know, over 10,000 jobs and power up more than 3 million homes. So we need to use resources. You know, I'm not against oil and gas, not at all. But if we use hydroelectric power, wind turbines, and solar panels, those are jobs that pay from $20 to $55 an hour. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to make sure that we get the $15 minimum wage for the people that are making $7 to $7.50 an hour for the last 15, 20 years.
Dr. Mendoza, what are some of the things, if you're elected, you would like to do for the 5th Congressional District?
My goal would be to create at least 25,000 new jobs in the clean energy area in the smart farming. There was smart farms, everything is on my website, the plan how the smart farms would work, organic farms, and they would solve the food security problem within the district. It will provide jobs, and people will be able to sell the product. You know, to me, I believe if you give a man a fish, you'll feed him for a day, but if you teach a man how to farm fish, he can feed his family and his entire community, and that's my goal. Make resources available to people, and that includes creating jobs in hydroelectric plant, wind power, jobs that can pay people from $20 to $45 an hour, and I want to help people that is in extreme poverty making $7.50 an hour to make $15 an hour. My goal will be to create jobs and to improve education. Half of our children go to school hungry; they don't have anything to eat for breakfast. I'm going to change that. A child with an empty stomach cannot concentrate, so I'm going to provide breakfast and lunch for all children going to school, and make education better. Half a day academics and half a day training. So we prepare children to have a job by the time they're 18. That's how they do it in Japan, and that's why they're so successful. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. We can use what Japan has been doing with the great educational system. We can improve our system. You know, I want to make sure the LSU provides the people studying agriculture to give them a two-year academic and a two-year internship so they get involved with local farmers and get projects to help local farmers. Right now, our GDP is 1% of the national product, and 100 years ago, it was almost 20%. We're going backwards.
That's Dr. Vinny Mendoza. Find out more at KEDM.org.
Coverage of Louisiana's 5th District Congressional race on KEDM is made possible by Creed and Creed Law Offices.